This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Does your dad speak for you?
No. No.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. One of the questions that that Caleb Williams answered yesterday at Hallis Hall, he did speak and he did address the, I wouldn't call them allegations, the reports in a book by Seth Wickersham that that he didn't want to come to Chicago and that he and his father were looking at, or that his father was looking at different ways to overcome the collective bargaining agreement and tried to arrange for the kid to get out of the horror of being drafted by the Chicago Bears.
He acknowledged the noise. He did it in a way that established himself further as the franchise quarterback. This is what you do as the most visible employee in the building. This is what you do. As a young professional, I like the fact that he didn't bury his dad that way. He kind of chuckled, and everybody could relate to that chuckle. Every father who has a son that they've tried to prop up, every son who has a dad that has maybe meddled a little bit more than you'd like. It was very relatable. And I thought that Caleb Williams did that yesterday. He made himself more relatable. He provided context. He showed awareness. And I think he met the moment. I thought it was interesting, Mully, because a couple of things that came out of it was the big question. One of the big questions was the comment that Caleb Williams said last year he was watching film alone, which troubled many people.
Yes.
Which troubled many football observers.
What did you think of the way he answered that question?
Let's listen to how he answered it and we'll talk about it because I think it is very interesting.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. And so that was a funny one that came out, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So
I kind of understood what he's trying to say there.
Yeah. The shortcut's the right word. He didn't want to say he was looking for shortcuts, so he corrected himself. But that's exactly what he was looking at. I don't want to be wasting my time preparing for next week. How do I look at this tape? What are the most relevant elements for next week's game that I should look at right now?
How can I be more efficient?
That's exactly
what I'm looking at. Who likes wasting time? Nobody. And I think when you hear him say that, when you read it, it's like, oh my gosh, he just wants to take shortcuts on his way to success. That's not what he meant.
No.
I don't think that's what he meant, Mully.
I think shortcuts is a misunderstood expression for what he meant. I think that, there, first of all, shortcuts sounds like you're shortchanging the process and you're not going through it the way you should. What he's saying is, it's almost like a way of quickly problem solving, if you want to clean up the language of it. But it is, there's nothing wrong with having shortcuts.
Who doesn't?
Who
doesn't?
Part of being an expert in a particular field.
Yes.
Part of being being capable of doing anything for a long period of time is figuring out, how do I get this done without wasting time? How do I, in a world in which you don't have endless amounts of time, how do I get the work done as quickly as possible? And that's that, for lack of a better word, it's how do I figure out some shortcuts?
Well, it's also what you're saying is how do I work smarter, not necessarily harder?
Yes.
And you reach a point in your career, hopefully, where you can do that. I think we all can relate to that.
Yes.
So what I heard was not necessarily a guy looking to take the easy way and please, I don't know what to do. It's like, give me some help in how to streamline some of this. Maybe I can watch more tape if I know what I'm looking for and how to be more efficient with my time. That's why I think is so important. And he also, what he was saying without saying it was, and I don't think he intended this, the Bears really lacked a veteran backup quarterback in that room last year. That's the value of Case Keenum this year. We heard from Case Keenum yesterday, and we talked about how he is a guy who can help not circumvent the CBA with coaches and spending time with players, but he certainly is going to be an asset in that regard. His experience will be something that Caleb Williams benefits from.
I honest to God, have no problem with the term shortcuts. I understood exactly what he meant. You're right. Efficiency would be a better way of putting it, so people didn't scoff like, oh, you shouldn't be taking the shortcut. You should be doing all the work. That's not what we're talking about. You're talking about you've got a X number of hours to prepare for the next game. What is the relevant issue that I need to resolve before I can get to it? That's not.
It's not.
Go watch tape by yourself, son, and figure out.
No.
And if you watch enough of it, first of all, it'll exhaust you. But eventually, maybe you come upon the solution. But you're looking for a more efficient method of solutions.
As people are driving to work, they can relate to that. How is my job easier now than it was 5 years ago? And why is that the case? Well, it's because you have adopted your own personal shortcuts. Whatever your job is, whatever the profession may be, you understand that context. The other thing that I thought was interesting was the Ben Johnson effect. Now, the Ben Johnson effect, Caleb Williams kind of chuckled about, but we're talking about, he was asked a question about the changing the stance, taking the snap from center. Going under center. I remember how much we talked about that.
Yes.
And that going from shotgun to under center and how that stood out to me, and I think to us as, well, you got a new coach, and the best coaches tailor their scheme and things around the talent. They don't make the talent adjust to the scheme. Well, this is the Ben Johnson effect. He's making Caleb Williams do things he doesn't typically do.
Yes.
And here's how Caleb Williams described the Ben Johnson effect.
I think part of it is just, you know, different coaches have different philosophies for things. And, you know, that's one of his things is left foot up. I've been a right foot up guy for typically all of my career. And I think I've done it once or twice throughout my time of playing QB. So, you know, it's just one of his things. And then, like I said, the details, being on top of it, huddle, we call it PSP, but pre-snap procedure, all these different things matter. And especially in big games and big moments, all the little things come up. And so, you know, I think, you know, that's important to him and it's important to us. And we got to get on top of it and be on top of it from the head down. So, like I said, the Ben Johnson effect, I guess, right?
What do you think about Ben Johnson implementing that kind of change in his every snap, every every drive, every series, every game, he's going to be approaching it differently than he typically has.
Well, I'm glad they're doing it now, okay? That's the number one thing. And I think if he is uncomfortable with it, he will gain comfort as he continues to do it. So I think it's really important that he buys in to the Ben Johnson effect and that he repeats and rinses and repeats, and he continues to do that so that it becomes more second nature to him. I think there's a reason that Ben Johnson is doing things the way that he does them, and I think that it's for efficiency. It is maybe a shortcut. There is nothing wrong with trying to change a guy. Now, if you resist it and you don't embrace it and it becomes a problem, then obviously they're going to have to change that. So it's on Caleb.
It's a fine line, though, isn't it?
It's a fine line. Yes, but this is what we're talking about. We're talking about the difference between quarterbacking in the NFL versus anywhere else.
I think what you're saying, or what I get from what you're saying, and what they're doing is that Ben Johnson has had more success as a play caller than Caleb Williams has as a quarterback
in
the NFL. So you trust the coach in this case to come in and make these subtle mechanical changes. This is a mechanical change.
Yes, it is.
You're having your footwork adjusted pre-snap. You're also asking him to do things and line up. Your alignment is different. So this is like, you know, moving somebody up in the baseball context, up in the batter's box or back in the batter's box and changing a grip perhaps. And I think it's, I don't want to say it's dangerous, but it also...
Well, if you get to the preseason and you notice it and you see that the kid is not, it's not natural to him, then we're going to have a different conversation about it.
It is because
it will change.
You wouldn't do this with Joe Burrow. You wouldn't do this with Jaden Daniels.
Well, this kid's just starting out as an NFL quarterback.
So you're getting him early. You're getting him to the point where you're going to grow together. This is how you're going to grow. This is how we're going to run our offense because it functions better when the quarterback's there.
You wouldn't do it with Joe Burrow now because he's an established NFL player who's been doing it for a while. I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to make an adjustment at this point in Caleb Williams' career.
That's an interesting point. You're right. I think that when you say that about quarterbacks who are established, it would be almost foolish for a coach to come in. And we do see new coaches of teams that have established quarterbacks, and they come in trying to change things or do things their way. I think the criticism would fall on the coach because it'd be trying to change a player who has been successful. I think in this case, Caleb Williams has yet to find that consistency. So it's more, he has more latitude to make these kind of changes.
So Jared Goff, did you consider him as a quarterback that had been to the Super Bowl before, had played under McVay? Did they have to change this with him?
I think they had to. I that's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that specifically. My sense is that Jared Goff was traded because he was unfulfilled potential in LA. He was a guy who had fallen short of what he was capable of achieving. So something needed to be unlocked. Ben Johnson unlocked that, which probably gave him more credibility in coming to Caleb Williams and saying, hey, see what I did for him? I can do that for you. I don't know if he says that overtly, but I do think that a guy that's as concerned with every detail as Ben Johnson appears to be probably looked at Caleb Williams and saying, I don't really care what you did before. I'm here because that didn't work. So I
find it fascinating. Let's look at what Matthew Stafford does. Because by all accounts, he has really excellent footwork. He has really good sort of basic stuff. But he's also a guy that throws sidearm, he does
off-platform,
unconventional off-platform throws.
Which Caleb does too.
But his footwork is pretty solid in his quarterbacking.
That's true. And he's not as nimble of an athlete as maybe Caleb Williams is. So I think that's a really good example. And I think that also shows you why Matthew Stafford has lasted as long in the league as he has and is on his way to the Hall of Fame, because he's got the big arm, but he pays attention to the detail and the footwork has been outstanding. Also, I think Matthew Stafford was invoked as an example to look at in terms of body language, the positivity.
Yeah.
The guy who never is a palms up guy. And that brought us to Ben Johnson, who made this a point of emphasis on Wednesday, talking
No.
The body language for Caleb Williams.
Body language is a huge thing. Demeanor. We don't want to be a palms up team where we're questioning every. No. That's to me. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
Why do you like that so much?
I don't know. I just love it.
No.
I don't know why. Yeah, we don't want the no. Like, I mean, I like the fact that it reinforces the point he's making.
I like the fact that we get from Ben Johnson a guy who seems very natural with responses like that.
Yes.
Behind the microphone. He doesn't seem like he's somebody that is scripted or even self-conscious.
You feel like he's teaching it as he's talking about it.
And maybe even not, he's talking about it in a way that is unrehearsed.
Yeah.
Not a lot of coaches do that. A lot of coaches feel comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah.
And that's why I like his body language. When he's talking, he's engaged. And I think you saw some things from the 1920 football drive behind the scenes YouTube video that the Bears dropped yesterday. Ben Johnson, in those moments, seems natural.
Yeah.
A lot more natural than some of the guys in the room. There's a lot of awkward moments in that. Ryan Poles comes across somewhat awkward in those interactions. Some other guys do as well. But Ben Johnson, to your point, seems like he's just a guy who is very comfortable going off the cuff, off script, and just being more natural.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really get a kick out of the process that we're witnessing right now. I feel like they're doing the right things. I don't know where it's going to end up, and I don't know that this isn't like a two-year process. I don't know that you're going to be able to get everything accomplished or if you're going to have to go back and do some things that aren't going to be perfect initially. But I just I am really enjoying the way this is going.
708 says that he's not a Caleb hater, but at some point we're going to have to stop making excuses for the kid. No one is too grown to ask for help, especially a rookie. I think you're totally missing the point here. It wasn't that he was. I just think that misses the point. We're not making excuses for Caleb Williams. I think we're trying to provide the context that he helped provide yesterday and what he meant to say when he was asking coaches to help him watch film better. And everybody wanted to take that and run with it. And I just think yesterday we got a little glimpse into why he said what he said. It just makes sense to me. It makes a little more sense now.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing. I do. I think there's a lot of teaching going on. I mean, I didn't like hearing about two picks because even Caleb, when he talked about what he achieved last year, he said something like, I threw six interceptions. Like he's saying, not like I threw a ton of interceptions.
See, I thought that was interesting too. That stood out to me because I don't think that was always a positive statistic. I think that could also be used against him in that.
I agree.
You look at his inability as a rookie to make plays down the field and maybe his unwillingness to take those chances. And that unwillingness to take those chances is rooted in that pride he took. I only threw six interceptions.
Yes.
So of all the things he said yesterday, that almost stood out to me. It's like, okay, you know what, Ben? You need to work on that. The Ben Johnson effect needs to be seen in his ability to take risks that that result in bigger rewards.
But I mean, it's a different sign of a different side of the same coin, if you will. I took all these sacks, but I didn't throw a lot of picks.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like I'd rather take a sack than throw a pick.
Yeah, but you know what? That's got to be something you deprogram.
That you got to deprogram.
You got to deprogram that. That's got to be the Ben Johnson effect.
I really like the no interceptions. That should be a rule.
I think this is a good project.
Not at the expense of having too many sacks taken.
That's a great point. So either Big Z or maybe Dan Weeder, this could be a deep dive this summer. The Ben Johnson effect. How many different ways can the Ben Johnson effect make Caleb Williams a better quarterback? Not taking sacks, risking interceptions, whatever it is in terms of the mechanics pre-snap, understanding defenses, reading blitzes, all those things matter. I don't know where the Ben Johnson effect stops, but I do think it will be the story of the 2025 season.
I agree with you. I do agree with that. I just can't imagine a very successful season if you are like tripling your sacks total.
No.
And reducing
you got to cut them down. Yeah, you got to cut them down and get rid of the football
quicker.
Tripling
the interception total, but reducing the sack. That's not the fastest way to success.
Before we get a break, got Casey Johnson coming up. What did you think of Case Keenum's, what he had to say, his presence in the room, and his value as a mentor?
I really enjoyed hearing from him. I liked the idea that he thought he was done until he had a conversation with
he's going to retire
with Ben Johnson, and then he saw, like, no, there's a way I can contribute here. I liked hearing that. I also liked the idea that they're giving him a chance to play. You know why? Because whether it's already a fait accompli and he really doesn't have a legitimate chance, you want him engaged.
Yes.
You want him feeling like he's a part of it. And I think that's a good thing. I always think competition is a good thing for everyone.
At 37, he still has value in this league. He certainly has value to Caleb Williams. I'm a big fan of the Bajancy. You know that. But I don't think that you have to eliminate Case Keenum from that competition. Because if Caleb Williams goes down, you want to have somebody who you trust to do the job.
And it makes both guys better.
Yes.
It makes Case Keenum better, and it which should make Tyson Bagent a better player to be in competition for something.
Good
There's
stuff.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Nope.
All right, we've got Casey Johnson next, and we're going to talk NBA Finals. We'll talk Bulls draft. We got a lot of Derek Queen fans here, and we're about to be shot off the ledge by KC. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
C. Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three, over carries the vert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mully and Haw.
Bulls.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, KC Johnson. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. KC, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're holding up, and we're watching the NBA Finals begin to present themselves. Maybe it's resolved tonight, but it feels like that series is almost over, whether it's resolved tonight or not. Obviously, the Knicks down 3-1 in that series. The Pacers playing some really good basketball, and Tyrese Halliburton sort of flexing as a guy that's going places. We had a nice conversation this morning about who's the face of the NBA. Charles brought that up yesterday. It's fun to throw a bunch of names out there. You know, the more that I think about it, I just feel bad for Jason Tatum because he won a title last year. Obviously, that injury, he's going to miss another season, but you know, in another world, he'd be one of the faces of the NBA if they were headed to a potential second in a row.
Yeah, but I mean, I think beyond how great the basketball's been, that's what I've loved so much about these playoffs. It's just you've had so many new faces and, yep, and new opportunities. Yep. I mean, potentially Indy OKC, just like we all predicted in the preseason, right? I mean, you know, it's just it's fantastic, and the emergence of SGA this season, well, started last season, but the level he got to this season,
right,
has been fun to watch. So yeah, I've loved every second of these playoffs, and curious to see what happens tonight in Knicks Pacers.
As we have discussed before, KC, but I think now that it looks like it could be as early as tonight, Indiana and OKC. What will be the takeaway from the Bulls' perspective, or is there one to even make that a valid question?
Well, I hope it's how far they are away, because that's where it needs to start, is just a sober, you know, judgment of just how far away. Because even if you graciously extend Arturas's season-ending news conference to say maybe he's modeling or trying to emulate the Indiana Pacers, I mean, they're nowhere near that. I mean, they've obviously got in Indiana two, you know, bona fide all-stars in Halliburton and Siakam, and they've just got so much depth. I mean, that's, you know, Arturas has talked about building out a roster with 9 or 10 players and just kind of overwhelming teams and playing fast and wearing teams down, similarly to what Indiana is trying to do, you know, in these playoffs. But you look at the number of two-way guys that they have and just the depth on the wing, and the Bulls are just really, really far away from that. And so that's what I hope is the biggest takeaway, that if you are trying to model Indiana, you've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and obviously you kind of you look at the way that they put that team together, the different things they've done. You look at what Oklahoma City has done, because not only do they have this team that probably will be the favorite in the finals, but they got draft picks galore, right? They have the capability of doing anything they want to do in terms of making a trade. If Giannis were available, I doubt he is. It seems like he's going to stay in Milwaukee now after people have looked at it a little bit. But I wonder, you know, when you just talk about number of draft picks, etc., they seem like they were in really good shape for years to come.
Yeah, and I mean, that's still a really young core, too. Yeah. That's the other thing. I mean, yeah. Chet Holmgren's just going to get a lot better. I mean, that guy's a really good player already, and he's going to only get better. I mean, look, Sam Presti's executive of the year for a reason. You know, Caruso, obviously, the perfect addition. I remember talking to him late in the season when the Bulls were in OKC just about, you know, how much he enjoyed his time in Chicago, but also just how he couldn't believe the situation he fell into and just how perfect it is for him. It's neat to see him going back to the finals, because I remember talking to him during his Bulls tenure about what that Lakers finals experience was like and how much it helped him grow as a player. And, you know, so that part is cool, too. Yeah, I mean, they've had a spectacular season, 68 wins, and now they have a chance to cap it off with a championship.
Casey, 4 weeks from this morning, we'll be discussing the Bulls' first-round draft pick if they stay at number 12. Of all the speculation and all of the draft workouts and interviews and things that you have reported or observed, what's the juiciest one? What's the thing that you think is the most compelling?
That's a good question. I think I was surprised at the combine with how many I know interviews are just one data point and one part of it, and you're allowed a lot of them, so you want to take full advantage of them. But I was surprised they talked to some of the guards, you know, like Jace Richardson, and there's another guard that's projected to be top five that's slipping my mind. His name is slipping my mind right now. I think that surprised me a little bit. You know, I've all along said that you can't draft just on need, that you've got to take best talent available. But I do think, and I do feel like there's a desire within the organization to draft a front court player. And I think there'll be some potentially intriguing possibilities there. It's hard to really predict, obviously, where the draft's going to go when you're coming from 12. You can't drive the draft board. And we saw that happen last year with Modest unexpectedly falling to them. That's probably the biggest takeaway is just I'm surprised there's even mention of some of the guards that they've talked to. But I do know that if they do draft a guard, it'll probably be one with positional size, guy who can guard multiple positions, have some, you know, maybe even some point forward type capabilities. And look, that's kind of, again, if you've watched some of these teams play in the playoffs that have advanced, they've got just multiple. I mean, Halliburton and Brunson are obviously lead point guards, right? They have the ball in their hands a lot, but they've also, those teams also have, and Shea would be another one, but you've got guys who are multiple ball handlers too on those teams. So, it's going to be really intriguing. And, you know, they've started the workout process, the Advocate Center. I think this week might have been the first. There might have been a couple of last week. But I know that's going to continue here in earnest as we get closer to the draft.
The problem with the draft, as far as I can tell, and maybe you don't have this issue, but for me, you know, when I hear about a guy interviewing poorly, or I hear about any of the exchange, I'm not talking to these guys. I'm not down there. I don't get to see how they respond to things. You can't tell if there's like a blank look in a guy's face or if there's like intelligence in his eyes as he talks about it. Like I think that element of it is the one part of drafts that is kind of it's sneaky important. If a guy can play, he can play. But I also think that you need to know if a guy can play nice in the sandbox, if a guy can take coaching and respond to it, if a guy understands the game to the level that you need to in order to be successful in the league. So I just feel like when I hear somebody is interviewing poorly, I just think, oh boy, that's a dud.
Well, not only am I glad you gave voice to that, but I mean, clearly that obviously transcends to all sports too. So that can apply to any pro draft you're talking about. And I 1,000% agree with you. And look, that is a subjective process to be sure. But the other thing I would say to that is, like, you need to understand if they kind of speak your language, your organization's language. So there's that too. You could even have a guy who has a good interview, but maybe doesn't, you know, they don't maybe feel like you fit their culture or how it's going to work in your building. So that stuff is crucially important. And look, these are all data points, right? They've been scouting.
Yes.
They've been scouting players throughout the college season. They have relationships with their college coaches. They have relationships with their AAU coaches. They have relationships with their agents. But yeah, the combine and watching the testing and the scrimmaging by the, you know, not elite players, the workouts in your building, and then those interviews during combine week are all, you know, pretty significant data points as they move through this process.
KC, as you might know, we are big fans of DQ here on the morning show, not just Dairy Queen Blizzards, but Derek Queen from Maryland. And yet there are reports that, suggestions that, whispers maybe, he's not necessarily near the top of the Bulls list. What can you tell us about what the Bulls think of Derek Queen?
I think it's less Bulls specific and more just what I've heard at the combine and through the combine process. I'm not going to assign it strictly to the Bulls because I've heard it from multiple places. And I really don't want to make this sound like this. I'm Derek Queen bashing because I don't know the kid. I've never spoken to him. I'm just telling people what I've heard is that this would be an example of what Mully was just talking about, that maybe he's not interviewing the best with teams, number one. Number two, athletically, he did not test that strongly at the combine. Now, that's not a subjective process. That's black and white. You know, there are some question marks about how he tested athletically. Look, the guy is an incredibly gifted player. He's going to be on an NBA roster next year. He might potentially have a fantastic NBA career. So I'm not Derek Queen hating. I'm just passing along that this is a guy that you're starting to hear some question marks about, whereas once he was projected to be a top five pick, could he be a little bit of a draft night slide? Could he slide all the way to 12? That's a question we don't know the answer to. If that does happen, the other question to be raised is, does he fit stylistically with the way the Bulls want to play right now? I know there are some question marks internally about that. Again, this is all something that can change over the next 3-4 weeks, but that's kind of where things stand as of today.
Yeah, I mean, the problem that I have is, you know, we talked to Kendall Gill in season, and he said he reminded him of Moses Malone. I don't get that at all, because Moses was, you know, at the time, I mean, I remember seeing his career, and he was such a physically dominant guy. He overpowered people. I think, and this is a weird one, but I think Derek Queen, to me, has a little bit of Mark Aguirre in him. In other words, he's not fit. He's semi-svelte, and he has unbelievable touch. He can score the ball. He can dribble the ball. I think a guy like that, if you can score, you can develop outside shooting better. I mean, he can already hit a shot, in my opinion, but I think that you know, he can see the game, and he's got touch. I mean, you can't teach people how to be able to score the basketball. And I just don't know, though, that he's a guy that's going to run the floor the way the Bulls want to run the floor. I don't know if it'd take him a year to get in shape enough to do that. I don't know if he is a natural leaper or, you know, whatever it might be. But we've seen plenty of guys that could jump out of the gym and do incredible things. They had no touch and couldn't become basketball players as a result. I think his offensive capability is what would intrigue me.
Yeah, and to reiterate, he's going to be on an NBA roster next
year.
Oh,
yeah.
He potentially could have a very good NBA career, because I agree with you. I mean, I said flat out, he's an incredibly gifted player. He can score the basketball, and at the end of the day, particularly in a league that's trending offensively, minded league, he can score, and you need to score in this league. A shared teammate of David and mine, you know, Camp Smith, has comped him to Elton Brand, so that's our third old school reference. And there's another guy, you know, a consistent 20-10 guy. I mean,
right.
But so again, if you want to extrapolate it to a Bulls takeaway, what I would say is, I do know that internally, one thing that is driving Bulls draft conversations, and these are conversations, you know, these are back and forth. These are philosophical talks. How will this work? How will that work? What if he's here? What if he's there? One thing that is driving those is how the Bulls have completely changed their offensive philosophy, and how whomever they take at number 12, if they stay there, fits into that. I know that's definitely part of the process.
KC, 30 seconds. As we discussed on the Chicago Lead, what is the latest with the Mark Stein rumor about Lonzo Ball having interest in Dallas, and what is his trade value?
his trade value is high because he's a great locker room guy, and he's essentially an expiring deal with the team option for the second year, and it's a very manageable contract. I think it was reported really the day that that happened that this is a very movable piece. I don't think that will happen before the season, but I could be wrong. Another name to keep in mind with Dallas who needs a stopgap point guard with Kyrie out is Trey Jones, who's going to be an unrestricted free agent and also has both ties. So we'll see where it goes, but got to love the offseason rumors.
Yeah, I mean, listen, with all due respect, if you can get anything for him, I would move him immediately just because you got so many guards. I mean, at some point, they got to reduce the number of guards they have on this roster and not by letting guys go for nothing.
Yeah, I mean, they had an opportunity to get some draft capital for him at the deadline. It would have potentially needed add a contract like a Marcus Smart. They chose not to. Trey Jones' emergence maybe makes them re-question that. I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Great stuff, KC.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Later.
That is KC Johnson. Always fun to talk to him. I'm fascinated by that. Really interested.
Four weeks from today, we will be discussing the Bulls. Draft pick.
I love Derek Queen, but I've never talked to him. I haven't heard much. Have you heard him interviewed much?
No.
I know he's tight with those guys.
I did see him hit a buzzer beater.
Yeah. Well,
left and hit and shooting right
as a freshman.
And I did see him play very well at a Big Ten the Big Ten at a high level.
The Crab Five. He was the dominant figure in it.
Yeah. He was the biggest crab.
Yeah. He was the crabbiest. All right. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Sort of reminds me of a young Moses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Long.
Another 30-point-plus win. As Dillingham will dribble it out. Well, the magical season continues. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going back to the NBA Finals.
Hey, ESPN, I love you guys. Don't try to make Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA. The face of the NBA is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Joker, and Giannis. You can't give it to people. They have to take it. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is taking it.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Another massive blowout, and that is the end of Anthony Edwards and the...
It's going home.
And the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's it.
Yep, it's twin season in Minneapolis. Soon to be hockey season again.
There you go.
Forget the Vikings.
Boy, look, I mean, and you know, to lose in that fashion, David, got blown.
It's bad. That'll leave a mark. And tonight, I think the Knicks will get eliminated, and the Pacers may win at MSG. Maybe it'll be another game, but I think the Pacers are going to win that series. We're looking at an Pacers-OKC final. But back to the draft for a second, because Casey said a couple things about that were very interesting, and you asked a good question about the interview process that we don't know about.
Yeah.
But the Bulls and Derek Queen specifically, you didn't like the Elton Brand comp, but Elton Brand played 17 years in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm aware. I mean, he had a really good year, too, his first year.
You would take that, wouldn't you?
I
mean, you would take a guy like that, a double-double machine, 6'9".
Yeah.
250. What didn't you like about Elton Brand?
Like I said, he had a good rookie year, but he didn't really develop that much. He played a long time. I mean, was he ever a great player?
He was an all-star.
How many times?
A couple times.
Like I'm saying, I mean, I think you need and I have no idea. I don't know enough. It's really difficult. You know, you can't read the character of a man based on how he played in college for 1 year. You can't tell, unless you interview him, how competitive he is, what his hopes and dreams are, how he fits what your style is or how you want to play. I just think that this is a guy that has really good shooting touch, and he was the best player on his team.
6'10", 245.
As a freshman.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. He's a little bit out of shape. And maybe that explains why. And you can sit here and say, well, how could you be out of shape? Listen, basketball players come in all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm. And over the course of an 82-game year, you will be running up and down the floor. You will get into the best shape of your life, and you will be better than you have been. I like that element.
I don't like, though, when teams, before they have achieved too much, like mm-hmm. the Bulls, start to make these, again, these are reports. This is speculation. This right. isn't confirmation. And we haven't heard right. it from the mouths of AK or Billy Donovan. But if we're looking at them eliminating talented players because they're not good scheme fits, I would maybe rethink that, because you should get as much talent as possible and then figure out how you want to play. You can't force the issue sometimes. And if you have a guy that's highest on your board, then you figure out a way to make it all work together. I don't like the suggestion that Derek Queen is not a good fit for the Bulls because of the style and pace at which they play.
I like Derek Queen as a player. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's going to be some great NBA player. But, you know, when you look at the NBA, there are players that you know when you draft them that they're going to be really good players or first overall picks. I mean, if Cooper Flagg ends up being a bust, that's going to be a huge upset. He's considered to be a really good NBA player already. Is he still 17? Is he 18?
No, he's not 17.
He's not 19 yet.
He's getting younger by the day.
Well, I'm just saying he's entered college basketball as a 17-year-old, so he's 18 when he gets out of his freshman year.
I think he just got back from the prom this weekend.
That's a young man.
It's a young man.
And I think he's going to develop in the league, and he's got a lot of natural ability.
He is 18 years old. He turns 19 in December 21st.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a young dude.
6'9" and probably still growing.
Yeah.
He's going to be in Dallas for a long time.
But I think that, like, you know, okay. What was, and I'm not comparing anyone to him, but the Joker was a second round draft pick, wasn't he?
There's one guy saying that took a chance on him. Who was that?
Are you saying it's AK?
It's AK.
Yeah, well, I wish.
Isn't that the top line in his resume, though?
It's a high line.
Helped draft the Joker.
Was in Denver when they drafted the Joker, and he was the international guy.
That was probably his NBA executive claim to fame.
But, I mean, that is kind of what you need. You need to get lucky. No. I don't mean you need to land a guy in the second round. I mean, you need to get lucky.
Yeah.
You need to have a player on your roster that ends up being one of the best players in the league.
Halliburton,
not an
Giannis,
easy thing to
guys
do.
Who weren't
That's
top
right.
10 picks
right.
turn into NBA stars.
And like Patrick Williams, okay? You drafted Patrick Williams.
Boy.
Just saying. And he hasn't turned into that. And Halliburton was taken after him, and he has turned into
that. It's a bitter pill to swallow, but it is true.
But Patrick Williams, lovely fella. I just don't know how competitive he is or how, you know, I don't know that he doesn't have
you damn him with faint praise.
The extra gear
lovely
that makes
fella.
A guy a great, I'm saying.
Can't nice shoot, lovely fella.
Oh, my God.
Can't rebound, lovely fella.
I'm just saying I don't know that he's driven in the way you have to be if you want to turn out to be one of the better players in the league.
You know who is driven? PCA. Let's talk Cubs. Let's talk Cubs.
It's like,
we're going to talk Cubs when we come back.
Are we sure he's driven?
Yes.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio. 670 score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.